Hello, internets, and welcome again to another fantastic episode of Fun Times Gamecast. It is episode number 22. Yeah, and I had to switch up because I kept saying the same exact intro every single time, and it was getting a little boring on me, my own thing. So I changed it out a little bit. It is January 13th of the fantastic year of 2014. With me today, I have Mocha.
Hello.
Glad to have him back from a very long break that he has been away with. So we'll have a bunch to hear from him in a second. We also have Mr. Borador.
I hope nobody force feeds me any rotten kiwis today.
I thought it was a rotten banana.
Oh no, there's kiwis too.
Oh god.
Oh, it's a payday mask! Oh!
And lastly with us, of course, not least at all, is Mr. Narmisil.
Oh god, he found the clown mask.
It's not a clown mask, it's a payday 2 mask, it's Dallas.
It's got a big red nose on it, it's a clown.
I think you're not familiar with the payday game, huh?
I'm completely familiar with it, but it's a clown.
Alright, children, your bickering is enough. Let's start up with our gaming week in review. Mr. Mocha, you can head that one off since you've been probably have a month queued up now. What have your endeavors been?
Not really. Medical reasons kept me from playing a lot, but when I played, I've been playing Rift and got back into Farm Simulator, playing that now. Other than that, that's about it.
Now, I seen the Farm Simulator, and I do enjoy my simulator games, but for some reason, that one was just like, yeah, I don't know if I would. Is it like just like is it an addicting thing? Is it just something that happens, or do you have to have some kind of affinity to planting and farming to enjoy it? Or
I feel it's quite an addictive game.
It can be very addictive. They've got, depending on the map too, because you can go and get mods for this map mods and play different ones. Right now, I'm in a one called Kansas, playing that one, and it's I own about anywhere from a third to half of all the farmland available. So, and it's a big map. Me, it's addicting. I just have fun with it.
Do you have like 1,000 hours?
Closing in over 600.
Okay. All right. Mr. Borador, what have you been doing for the past week?
Well, mostly the past week has been Final Fantasy. Did work on some on Epic because of you guys, because now you guys had the game and I started playing it a little bit more. Closing in on level 50 in Final Fantasy, just taking my sweet ass time like usual. Also picked up the DayZ's because I had to get it, and thoroughly enjoying that. I'm playing that right about now, and ooh, I think I found a can opener. Oh no, I found a pen.
I keep mistaking those for can openers all the time.
Yeah, I got food, but I don't have no can openers. I've killed a couple of players. I've been relatively lucky on the quick draw with my fire axe. But the other day was priceless. Some dude came up behind me and put a gun to my head. I, lowered my axe, and he handcuffed me and force-fed me a kiwi and left me to die of food poisoning. So that was my first and so far only death.
There's been countless of stories like that as well, and a lot of people are actually just copying it now. Sadly. But it's always hilarious.
I gave Jack a blood transfusion of incompatible blood and watched him die.
I pushed him off a building.
I actually watched a video the other day where a group of people came over with their guns, and there's two people with yellow jackets and one guy in the green jacket, and they made the guy with the green jacket sit off the side, and then they put the two yellow jackets equal distance apart after they dropped their axes in the middle. So basically it was whoever of the yellow jackets could run to the axes first, pick them up, kill the other one, is the yellow jacket guy. For the entire server forever, he is the yellow jacket guy. The one guy ran away and he got popped in the freaking head. But
I think it must have been a bug or something. I was on one server after I died. I load back in on the same server, did a couple of things, and I found some stuffs, and I had new pants. A motorcycle helmet and shit like that. And then I found some other stuff. I had my flashlight and everything, and some beans and stuff like that. Logged off for the day. Went to log in the next day. When I logged in, I don't know why. I logged in. My backpack was gone. My pants were gone. My shoes were gone. All the food that I had was gone. And my flashlight was gone.
If you server hop too much, that happens.
Well, I don't think it was a server hop. I put that server on my favorites list and went back onto the same one.
Oh, it was the same server? Okay, then.
Yeah. It was weird. Made me cry. I was pantsless. I had camel pants. I was happy. I was happy. I found camel pants. And I logged in and I had no pants on. I was like, what the fuck happened?
Well, we got some news, more news about Daisy later on in the show, so we'll continue on with that a little bit later. Narmazil, how was your week? What have you, how is Final Fantasy doing?
I haven't played much of anything. I had some personal problems to deal with.
Nothing really at all? Nothing, earlier in the week or later in the weekend or something?
No.
Okay, we all get those weeks every now and then. Yeah,
it happens.
I remember the week where I just sat there and watched Netflix for a whole entire week. That was sad. Anyways, I guess my turn. Played a little bit of Hearthstone again. I still couldn't get into it much, so I hopped right over into Magic the Gathering Online. And I was enjoying myself a little bit there. Rocking out as always on Rocksmith. I haven't mentioned that in a while because, again, I think of it more as a learning instructional thing than a game, but I do play that all the time. Trove had an update.
Are you having fun while you're doing it?
Oh, of course.
Then it's a game, not an educational tool.
Okay.
You can't have fun and education at the same time.
Yes, you could.
We can't, damn it.
Had fun trying to learn how to make a podcast. How's that one?
So then that was a game.
Making a podcast.
Yes, that was a game.
I was learning something.
That was a game.
It was also a game. Okay. Uh-huh. An educational game. Anyways.
You just got to remember, you're talking about Driz now.
Yeah. Played a little bit of Trove because I heard there was some updates with that one. And it's just something that's slowly moving along. There was an epic as well, played some of that. Magic 2014, I played a little bit as well.
Speaking of Trove, thank you for reminding me.
Mm-hmm. And that's about how it's been for the past week for me.
What, Trove is out now?
No, it's beta.
Or is it?
Or alpha. Alpha.
Oh, okay. I thought so.
So, that's my week. All right, then. Since everybody's down and done, we'll go into I actually put the wrong topic in the discussion topic. Damn.
Give him a sign.
Womp womp. Sorry guys. Yeah, that's what happened. I double copied it because it's also in the news part of it as well. So, yeah, we'll just go through news and see how discussions go from there. going to start again with something that's not on the list. I'm breaking the rules again, guys. 2 weeks in a row.
Don't you?
Broken a rule.
This would be the third time.
That I picked something a week ahead?
That you've broken the rules.
Oh. Well, because we do have... Actually, you know what? I'll hold this until later. You guys will have to wait in suspense because there is a little bit of something that's going on later that I will announce it later on when we get up to that topic. So, suspenseful wait. Sucks for you. Haha. First bit of news here. We have something along the Skyrim ways, and I'm actually kind of excited. There is a 70-plus... team out there, member team out there, they're making a mod for Skyrim. And from what I've seen, it looks absolutely amazing. It's called Skywind. Have any of you guys heard of Skywind at all?
Okay, we've got Skywind for quite a while now, waiting for it to get into better builds.
Yes, we have a Skywind interjection interrupting cow here. Can't wait until I finish my sentence.
Exactly. No! don't you need to have Morrowind with it as well?
Nope.
Sure?
Well, I don't know. Basically what happened was this is I heard of it in passing really quickly, but this is what they did is they actually put out a dev diary, their first dev diary. So I was able to actually like see what they're doing. I will have the YouTube link for the dev diary in the description down below where you can see it. So take a look at it.
This is also a fact.
It is really outstanding. It's amazing. It's updated graphics and engines, but it's not just a game copied over like Mar Oblivion was, or however you pronounce that one. They're actually redoing everything. They're redoing the quest lines because now there's voiceover for every single character instead of in Morrowind where there was no voiceovers. They have custom music because there's only three traveling tracks in the original Morrowind. Now they're adding a bunch more.
I was playing Morrowind, I put the Lord of the Rings soundtrack into my music folder.
No, that's mods, but I'm saying they're from the original. The landscaping is completely different. They redone everything with the landscaping because they did it exactly the way that it was in Morrowind, because the way now it is in Skyrim, it would just be way too barren. So yeah, I will have the YouTube link down on the bottom. I suggest if you're any type of Skyrim fan, if you like Morrowind, or if you never played it and you want to try it out because it's, you know, one of the Elder Scrolls lines, keep a tab on them. I will have the YouTube link down in the description, like I said before. Did anybody see the dev diary at all?
I do have a quick little thing I'd like to throw in there.
Did you anybody see the dev diary at all besides me?
No.
No? Okay. Because we're all kind of, well, most Skyrim-ish, I would definitely take a look at that, guys. It's like, woo! Okay, Border, what did you want to add?
Just so everybody's aware,
bit of news here is a game director. How does it feel, Border?
It doesn't bother me one bit. I'm smiling like a little bitch. Just so everybody's aware, including you guys and anybody else out there in podcastio land, you will need a copy of Morrowind, which includes Blood Moon and the Tribunal expansions.
Oh,
you
wait, I did play something this week. I played on Epic, that's right.
Nice one. You will need to have both of Morrowind's expansions installed. cracked copies of this will not work. For some reason, it says here cracked copies will not work. And if you post anything in their forums about you using a cracked game, you'll get banned from their site. So yeah, if any of you guys want to do this, you're gonna need to pick up Morrowind. Get through Skyrim. You won't have to launch Morrowind. You'll have to have Morrowind installed on your system and run it through Skyrim.
It's probably system resources and stuff.
Yes, probably.
Okay, well, that's good to know.
This thing's been in development for quite some time. They tried doing the same thing with Oblivion. That's why the website's called More Oblivion.
No. The original was More Oblivion. They did. They were the ones who bring Morrowind into Oblivion.
Yeah.
So now they're doing Morrowind into Skyrim, but they're not going to change the website name because that's a pain in the ass to do. But our next bit of news is actually more Elder Scrolls related. There's a game director from ESO who went into a little bit of why it's worth becoming the Emperor. Now, in the ESO, you have your normal PvE. The big point of the game, besides that part, is that the entire continent is in the struggle for the throne because there is no emperor. So all of Cyrodiil is completely PvP. So the three factions are fighting to take over the throne. Now, let's go into how you can become the Emperor. When you control a keep, when you kill a foe, this is you, the player, or you heal an ally, you earn alliance points. Okay? Hold on to those alliance points for now. If your alliance takes all of the keeps around the Imperial City, here comes where the points come in. The person who tallied up most of the points, the most points out of everybody from that alliance, is the Emperor. So what he was saying is the reason why you want to become Emperor is that players who become Emperor will get a full skill line that they can keep throughout the rest of their lives in Elder Scrolls Online. He also goes in a little bit more by saying, it won't be easy to become Emperor, but we think people will be glad they worked for it. So you, as the Emperor, get this nice shiny skill line that you can keep with you throughout your entire history in Elder Scrolls Online. Now, going with this, what are your initial reactions to the whole Emperor skill line and stuff like that?
I think I'm going to take over the world.
Okay.
Okay, brain.
Narf. Bordor, what about you?
It's nice.
Okay.
Mocha, like, okay, I won't have an opinion on it until they release more information about said skill line. Like, will said skill line make you OP?
It's probably not game breaking, but it's probably very helpful.
Well, it'd be nice, since, you know, you're obtaining this skill tree through PvP, it should be a PvP skill tree.
Not necessarily. I can also see something along the lines of maybe discount to repairs or discount to vendors because you're the Emperor or you were the Emperor. I'm going to suck up to this guy because, you know, he's powerful, man. He was powerful at one point in time. So here's a nice 10% off of anything that I have to sell. I can see that too. So I understand where you're coming from. Mocha, do you have...
Like I said, I won't have many much opinions about you know, Elder Scrolls until there's more information or I get a hands-on experience.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any input on this one, Mocha, at all?
Nope. I don't play that game currently.
Well, it's actually not even out. I was just, you know, if you had any, if just thinking about the whole PvP with an ultimate winner of the PvP for at least a little bit with a reward for being that sticks with you forever.
To me, it just sounds like another hack and slash and get in there and kill people.
Okay. I'm taking this on the opposite direction with my my views. It to me, it feels like it's just another excuse to get those people with no lives out there to say I have even more no lives, because unfortunately I won't have time to acquire all these alliance points, but Joe Smo over there, who sits in his mom's basement all day long, will. So I don't know how that's going to work. I know I'll never be emperor because I won't have enough time to do it. But for those who
can never know.
No, I know. I know. Unless they change something later down the lines where, you know, it's divided by the hours you play or something like that. I don't know. My other question.
Yeah, but it's also in order to become the emperor, you got to PvP. I don't know if you've ever been a big PvE-er, buddy.
Yes, I have.
Well, not recently.
Yeah, not recently, because I haven't found a game that I like. Really enjoyed playing PvP. I PvP'd in Rift. I PvP'd a lot in Rift. I was the one in Rift. I was the one who was getting all the guild PvP stuff done.
He does have a point there.
I do a lot of PvP. So much so that if I were to actually roll up my WoW account and jump on, I have a vanilla WoW title for PvP. Still on my character, my main. So, I do PvP. I tend to do PvP after I do all my PvE, though. It's not like my number one thing. It's something to, I don't feel like grinding anymore. Let me go PvP instead. And that's what I'll do. I had another question about that one, but that totally flew off of my radar. So we'll continue on, I guess. So Starbound hit the 1 million copy mark. And that's a very awesome game, but not to sell Starbound short, but DayZ sells over 875,000 copies in 3 weeks. And actually, as of today, they cracked the million mark. So DayZ hit
took
the million.
Longer than I thought.
4 weeks to hit a million copies sold. They also list a nice upcoming feature and fixes things that they're going to be adding and including to the service, the game.
Anybody do the math on that?
No, I don't feel like it. My brain hurts. I don't want to. So, things that they will be fixing and adding and stuff include server performance.
What, like $40 million?
Stabilization and security. Animals and hunting. Cooking and gathering resources. Playable user customizable vehicles. Player-created constructions in the environment, such as maybe like a treetop village. I don't know. That would be cool. But probably more like a shack or something like that. More complex...
Boy, that's a lot of zeros.
More complex interactions with the environment and crafting options. Streamlined user actions and interface. Thank God they are going to fix that interface. About? Would you fucking stop interrupting me?
No, you three are like the three stooges, Mallory and Curly.
Okay, he's global muted until I get through this. So yeah, streamlined user actions and interfaces. control and animation expanded and improved for fluidity, upgraded graphics and physics engine, including ragdolls. So now when you kill somebody, that'd be awesome. Smack them on an ass. Axe. Wow. I said axe, not ass. And a frying all over the place. And then they're going to, the last thing on the list was support of user mods and more flexibility for user-hosted servers and game types. And as I mentioned before, and it was just there as well, user-hosted servers. Which is cool. Definitely something.
You know, some of the servers do have different rule sets.
They don't. It's against the rules to do that right now.
Well, one server I played on was night only. Another server was day only. Some servers have third-person view turned off. One server had the HUD completely turned off, where even if I had stuff in my hotbar, I couldn't see it. So they're out there, mate. They're out there setting up different settings and different difficulties too. Like you play on recruit, you go on a server that has a recruit difficulty, there's almost no zombies anywhere.
Perhaps there are like nobody.
Perhaps those are the rule sets that DayZ allows you to modify.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, they had a strict know this, know that. Always PvP. Like you can't turn PvP off. You will be able to later down, but you can't do it now. So those are
Care Bear servers for everyone. I'm a fucking huge Care Bear. I'm not gonna lie.
Okay, Tomb Raider. No, Tomb okay. Raider. Tomb Raider's next gen console port, the definitive edition, so far isn't coming to the PC at this time.
What's the difference between the original and the definitive edition? Is there really any need to put it on the PC?
If you already have the game and like the DLCs and stuff like that, there really isn't. So it's just
the definitive edition is a port to the next gen, right?
Pretty much. It's to get that game onto the next gens with the DLC and everything attached to it. So there kind of isn't really a reason to put it on the PC because we already have it. I don't know. So Turtle Rock Studios, who are, because probably a lot of you don't know, are the makers of the original Left 4 Dead. They have announced a new game coming out for the PC and the consoles. This game is called Evolve, and in my opinion, it sounds pretty cool. I'm actually thinking about looking into it more. It's a sci-fi shooter game where there's a team of four hunters go after a fifth player who is a overpowered monster. So far what we know is that each hunter will have different abilities and items, and that the monster will grow larger and more powerful as the match progresses. I believe that Evolve is, part of the front page cover for Game Informer, this month or next month or something like that. So that's where most of the stuff is going to be, released. So I'll keep a lookout on that, and we'll report more on Evolve. I think it's kind of cool. I like all those multiplayer games where it involves everybody, especially when it pits one person against everybody else, too.
Could be quite fun.
So are you ready for our favorite time of our podcast?
I mean, your favorite time. I'm going to go get a cup of coffee.
My favorite time, yes, my favorite time, because, you know, way back when Mr. Narmercell made me do it once, and now I guess we'll do it every time. But Steam greenlit another 50 games, so let me take
you
a swig of
this. And get through them all.
Drum roll, please.
No, it's not going to be 50 seconds, because my browser doesn't move that fast.
You should load it into Dragon, and then, like, make it play it back to you, like sped up 8 times.
See, but Dragon only types it.
That's gay.
So, starting with the first one, I'll go as fast as I can to read them all down the line, messing up completely. So here we go. Adidas 64 Extreme Anarchy Arcade, Astral Terror, Astral Base Command, Bliss, Breach and Clear, Bullet Bros, Crying is Not Enough, Dark Horizon, Mechanized Assault Vehicles, Dispersion Quest, Dollhouse Room 1313, Earth Year 2066, Ethan Meteor Hunter, EVGA Precision X, Farm for Your Life, FPS Creator Reloaded, From the Depths, Hand of Fate, A Card Game That Comes Alive, Helicopter Simulator, Search and Rescue, Highland Wars, Interplanetary, Kill Them All, Coup Shroud of the Morgan, Lambada Wars, Last Dream, An Ode to Classic RPGs, Lily, Manos, The Hand of Fate, Marvin's Mittens, NK Pro Racing, One Way Heroics, Paranormal State, Prison Spring, Photo Blend 3D, Procryon, Realism Crazy Talk 7, Shadow Gate, Spark Rising, Spates, Steam Squad, Subject 9, Tanglers, The Seventh Guest, 3, The Collector, The Memory of Eldarim, The Note, the Repopulation, The Town of Light, Treasury, Adventure World, Windforge, X-Plane 10, and Exam. I don't know. So, yeah, that's all 50 there in a terrible, slow version because my eyes.
I think you need to like rehearse this.
Yeah, it's better when I don't, because then you can hear me cracking up and messing up and all that other great stuff.
Yeah, but then I have no idea what came out on freaking Greenlight. I have to actually go to it.
Go to the page steamcommunity.com/shared file/file detail/?id=20. Yeah, I'll just post it in the description down below so you guys can have it and just click on it and go there. One of them that kind of caught my eye was some card game, because I like card games. Hand of Fate, A Card Game That Comes to Life. So if that one doesn't totally suck, I might check that one out. I just seen the title and I was like, ooh, card games. So that's it with the 50 green light. We have a little bit of Titanfall news. It has seemed that Titanfall has been getting a little bit of heat this past week. After announcing that 6v6 is the max player count for his matches. They do have a reason why this is, and it is so low because not only are there 6 players per side for a total of 12 players, there are 12 mechs as well, and if you, the pilot, jump out of your mech, that mech is now an AI, so there's technically another 12 players, a possibility of another 12 enemies, players on the field, because now there's 6 pilots versus 6 pilots versus with your AI 6 Titans and their AI 6 Titans, as well as a bunch, dozens of other AIs doing whatever the hell they do. So, I mean,
but it's still limited to 6v6.
Yes, it's still limited to 6v6. Now, my thing is, okay, what's the big deal? 6v6. Let's see, you got Counter-Strike, which is apparently like one of the most amazing FPSs in the world because it's still fucking around, and there's still people playing 1.6, which boggles me to all absolutely. I don't understand how people play that one, but I have friends on my Steam account that still play freaking Counter-Strike, not even CSGO or Source or anything. Like, I don't know. So, and those are 5v5. What's going on? Why is 6v6 getting so much flame?
Because everybody assume that, oh, this is supposed to be, you know, the next gen's first big shooter. Oh, it should be 20v20 or some stupid shit like that.
It's unfortunately because of the fact that you have Call of Duty and Battlefield are the only things, and then Titanfall over here is trying to change it a little bit, and everybody's like, oh, I'm tired of playing the same exact mirror image game as everything else. But when new game XYZ comes out, they flame it because it's not the same as everything else.
Well, so, of course. And you also look at, you know, games like Battlefield with, what is it, like 32 versus 32 or some shit like that?
It's up to 60. Yeah, I believe it's 32 versus 32 is the highest.
I mean,
or 64 versus 64 on the PC, I believe. I can't remember if it's 64 max or 32 max. I think it's 32 max for the consoles, where it's 32 people per server total. And I think it's 64 total for PC. Well, correct me if I'm wrong.
What I'm trying to say is I think that's what everybody's looking at, is they're seeing these older games on the previous consoles were able to do, you know, let's say 16v16, and this new game, which is supposed to be all new and shiny and sparkly, is only doing 6v6, and that's where everybody's probably crying. But it's going to be a completely different style of gameplay, you know, where you're running around and shit. If you were playing a game like that where it's 6v6 and you have a large size map and you got to run, you know, if you're only stuck on your feet, then that might get boring, because only God knows how long it's going to take you to see another player. But this thing, you're supposed to be jumping around and flying around and all this crap.
And you got your giant mech.
Mobility
and shit
is
like
a lot
that,
higher
yeah.
mobility.
Now, question for you guys. I was a little young. I played single player version. I don't know if you ever played the multiplayer version of any of the, not the most recent one, but any of the older mech warriors.
Yes, I have.
Okay.
Which one?
I knew you guys had to. What was the cap?
Yeah, we're
on
the
them?
Old ones of the group.
What were the caps on them? Did they have a player cap? Yeah.
Oh God, I don't remember.
I mean, I remember watching my father every now and then play it, and it never seemed like there was more than four enemies or five enemies.
I hate you. Now I want to play MechWarrior Online.
I think... No, you could go up to 12.
Okay.
The first mech, I think, was a six MechWarriors 2, I believe, increased it to 12. And Mech 3, I don't remember.
Okay. Well, there's Mech Warrior. Giant mechs fighting each other. Probably more micromanage-y and tedious than Titanfall will ever think of being. But you've got 12. Which is basically what you're getting here. It's you have 12 there, but you have 6 with the option of having up to 12. So, I mean, I don't know. My opinion, don't knock the game until you try it. There's a reason why they made it 6v6. So that's the reason why they, you know, 20v20 might not. If you have 40 freaking mechs running around, I don't think I would like that. While, you know, me, Mr. Pilot Guy, is just chilling in the back doing nothing because there's 40 mechs fighting each other. And I don't you know, whatever. I think that's a little overkill. But, again, to be honest, in my opinion, wait until the game comes out and see how it is. Keep your heat, guys, at, you know, do what you're doing and you know best. If you have an opinion on this matter, please feel free to email us funtimesgaming@gmail.com. And remember, that's times with a Z, FUNTIMEZ, gaming@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Bitches.
So, there was a little bit of a unexpected thing. thing that happened at CES. Mr. Gabe Newell mentioned something that nobody was looking, like, nobody was expecting to hear, but we might be seeing third-party Steam controllers in the long term. Basically, he said that they are responsible, his company is responsible for producing Steam controllers. Other companies may make them as well. So,
yay.
We're going to probably be seeing a ton of different things for the Steam controllers. Not only a ton of different Steam machines like we announced last week, all those different Steam machines. Now, each and every one of them can make their own Steam controller as well as other controllers. Right now, I want to see Razer do a Steam controller. That's my Christmas list. I want to see Razer do a Steam controller. But
that'd be interesting. Now, question I'd like to pose to this little tiny group here and to people out there in Podcasto land. Anybody interested in getting a Steam machine?
Now,
I already
go ahead.
Have a Steam machine. I just need to install it.
That's basically where I was getting at. I already have a kick-ass computer. Would I like something that's a little bit more portable? Yeah, probably. Would I pay the amount that they want for it? Hell no. Because, you know, I don't need to. I know how to build a computer.
I'm pretty sure the whole premise behind a Steam machine was to bring Steam to your TV in your living room.
And I can literally I could carry my 80-pound computer down the stairs and into my living room and hook it up via HDMI if I wanted to.
Personally, my opinion, I would love to have a Steam machine for my son.
Now, as I mentioned, I would like something a little bit more portable, but only for the specific reason as if I wanted to take it outside of the house to a friend's house or to a relative's house or something along that line. Or, even better yet, how's this one? I could take my Steam box out to the hall over there, and I can host a MIDI concert now because I don't have to freaking lug my 80-pound computer over there with all my sound equipment because of Rocksmith, who only works on the PC for the console.
A little concert over at DD, huh?
Yeah, something like that. But never the mind of that, because that will never happen.
I'll make it happen, bitch.
It will never happen. I'm kind of looking to see what kind of other Steam machines Steam controllers might come out.
So you're definitely interested in getting a controller, though?
I haven't fully decided yet because that new Xbox One controller is freaking sexy.
I don't think there's going to be much variation in the Steam controller because, like in Steam machines, they have set parameters. With your Steam controller, they're going to have set parameters for that too.
Steam machines have no set parameters.
I don't see much difference. Yeah, well, their controller itself, they have certain specs on it and certain guidelines that they want it to follow. So, you know that. That's going to be more controlled than the machine. The Steam machine.
Oh, yes, definitely. Definitely. From that perspective, yeah, definitely. That's why, like, I'll see maybe Logitech maybe making one, maybe Mad Catz. I hope the whole, Razer better make one. But I only see major game companies, like actual, like maybe mouse companies, mouse makers, controller makers, things like that. They're going to make them.
Yeah, but they're all going to be pretty much the same, just like the Xbox 360 controller. They're all mm-hmm. pretty much the same. Mm-hmm. There's no significant difference.
And actually,
we're going to see what the Steam. Steam machine joystick.
I actually seen something. Controller. I actually seen I was quite surprised because I seen a PS3 controller third-party PS3 controller that instead of having the two joysticks on the bottom like the PS3 had, it's the separated, like the one on the left side was higher and the one on the right side is lower, like the Xbox did, but it was a PS3 controller.
Hmm.
So, yeah, we'll see how those go, and keep an eye on any manufacturers that might be sneaking around with a controller there.
Interesting portion of that is that it's supposed to be, you're supposed to be able to do stuff with the components of it.
Yeah, you can rip apart the controller altogether.
Yeah, so are the components from all these going to be interchangeable, or are they going to be manufacturer specific?
Or maybe the manufacturer ones, only the Steam Machine one is modular and everything else is like just set.
Yeah, so it's going to be, you know, I don't see much variation, but as far as being able to the modular and switch things around to how you like it and whatnot, that may not be.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay.
Wait and see, I guess.
Yep, yep. So, it's been a while since we heard anything from the Minecraft front, but the first snapshot for 1.8 is now out and brings some changes.
Everything's going to break.
Everything's going to break.
Again.
But here are what's changing in the main game. Included are three new stone types. They're going to be major enchanting and repairing changes. There's going to be a recipe for mossy stone brick, updated villager trading, doors now stack, woohoo, freaking like best thing in the whole thing. There are going to be slime box, and there's going to be other tweaks, changes, bug fixes, and secret features. Adventure mode is also getting a few changes as well. You can no longer place or destroy blocks in adventure mode, but you can change that by using some command. They added a slash block data command. They added a lock string NBT tag, added a slash kill parameter, added a slash clear argument. There are also lots of other tweaks, changes, bug fixes, and secret features. So that is what we got there. Oh my god. That is what we got there for the Minecraft 1.8. Sony Online Internet Entertainment announced that it will be going to be bringing weekly updates to PlanetSide 2. Instead of large updates far between, they will be doing more smaller, frequent ones. Huh?
You said far, so I said far.
Oh, you sounded like a cotton picking pirate.
That's what he was aiming for. Yeah, there's going to be more frequent, you know, smaller, frequent ones. This is part of their so-called Operation Make Faster Game. Or, oh my fucking god. I mean, oh my MFG.
I think it's a good thing.
I don't know why they Operation Make Faster Game. Not Make Faster Games, not make it's just Make Faster Game. I don't know. Peddling. I think they tried to stretch that OMFG a little bit too far. So, as I said before, earlier in this podcast, that I will be breaking another one of my rules with the whole adding, you know, something from next week's episode into this week's episode. But, oh well, we're going to start with the part that was meant to be in this week's episode, which Maxis, makers of SimCity, will be adding and allowing modding for SimCity, the new one.
This gave me a headache.
But there is a catch. You need to follow rules. These rules are convoluted, stupid, and are as follows.
makes no fucking sense.
Don't mess with the simulation for multiplayer games and multiplayer features, and don't jeopardize the integrity of the gameplay. Can somebody please explain to me what I can do that entitles me into modding where I won't jeopardize the integrity of gameplay, as well as messing around with multiplayer gaming and multiplayer features in a multiplayer game?
Man, my head hurts already.
I'm lost.
Yeah. So rule number two is that you have to keep it ESRB E10 plus and PEGI 7. You can't use copyrighted material. PEGI 7. You can't abuse anyone. Don't do anything illegal. Don't mess with the EXE files. You know, standard stuff.
Do they not know what modders do?
Standard stuff that you can't, you know, obviously. The SimCity ELUA and EA's term TOS supersedes all the rules put forward here. This is, you know, basically so you don't go around saying, hey, you didn't mention it here, even though you mentioned it there. So it goes EULA, terms of service, then these rules. Number four is, if Maxis doesn't like what you're doing, they will take it away. With basically, they are free to take disciplinary actions against players who harm the experience of others. You're probably looking at an account ban for those infractions. Number five, you can't sell mods. EA doesn't owe you money. You can't ask him for money because you made a mod. Even if, because EA doesn't need your permission to promote your mod that you made for their game. So they can make money off of the mod that you made for their game that you can't make money off of. So basically they're protecting their asses for making money off of the mod you made. So they can make money and you cannot.
In other words, if you make it, they like it, they're going to turn around and they can sell it. You're shit out of luck, is what it comes down to. So Sony's pulling its big corporate bullshit.
EA and Maxis. But I'm pretty sure that, I don't know if they could.
That won't hold up in a court of law.
Yeah, because it does actually say it doesn't need your permission to distribute your mod. So, yeah.
I hate to tell them that somebody gets into, decides to copyright it and really go legal on them, they're going to be in a world of hurt. Doesn't matter how they put it. They're totally wrong there. And I can see that happening. Somebody copywriting and teaching Sony a lesson.
It's EA.
Or Maxim or whoever it is. EA. A bigger lesson. Because the EA's already in enough trouble as is.
Oh, yeah. So, Borador, how's your head feeling over there? You want me to ease this out? Here, I'll make this a little bit easier for everybody. The news that was actually announced today is that, and it makes all this modding a little bit easier. I think they should announce this one yesterday and the other one today. It probably would have made things a lot clearer. But that, don't you love when companies and such say, hey, look, we can't do this, but then somebody goes ahead and does it, and then they're like, no, that doesn't work.
Small player does it.
And then they're like, oh, it doesn't work because this is only a temporary thing. It doesn't work. Well, and then they go and they do it anyways, but they said they couldn't way back when. Well, apparently SimCity's getting an offline mode now. Uh-huh. You see where we're going? You see where we're going around with this? You know, Whereas Sims today, oh, we can't have offline mode, but X modder over there just made offline mode, but they were like, hey, no, doesn't work like that. Well, they're making an offline mode.
Oh,
apparently.
Yeah, and they gave that modder shit for it, too.
Oh, yeah. So,
there's nothing Sony can do, or EA can do about it, because he took a game, made it offline so he could play it for himself.
Oh no, they did do something about it. Right after that happened, they patched the game so that little exploit couldn't be done anymore.
Yeah, they did patch the game, which they are allowed to do. So,
oh, they can try, they can do it, but all you have to do are the smart people go back, find that patch, and pull it out.
So this is what it says. Offline is coming as a free download. It better freaking be free, because if it wasn't, I was gonna that would have probably EA and Max.
Oh no, they're gonna charge us $60 because they're gonna consider it a new game.
A new game, yeah. EA and Max has probably sat together. Let's see, how can we piss everybody off this time? Offline mode for EA
by being EA and simply existing.
Yeah, so they probably sat together and somebody pulled out the monkey out of his ass or whatever. It was like, let's not charge for something that we should have put in their game already. But it states that offline mode is coming as a free download with update 10 to all SimCity players. When it launches, all of your previously downloaded content will be available to you anytime, anywhere, without the need of internet connection. We are in the late phases of wrapping up development, and while we want to get it into your hand as soon as possible, our priority is to make sure, that it is polished as possible before we release it. So until then, testing, and more testing.
And
so,
we are going to charge you a storage fee.
Now they're going to charge. Basically, what I see happening is nobody's buying the game. They're losing money for their online servers. They want to close down servers. And because of this, now they can, because nobody's going to bitch, grime, and complain that they can't play the game anymore because now they have an offline mode. It all clicks together. EA, you fucking son of a bitches.
Their just desserts are coming. They're like I said, they're already in trouble. Mm-hmm. So what else is new?
Yeah. So in all, with this announcement, now I go back to the modding wing and that, rule number one where it says don't mess with multiplayer features or anything like that. It's like, oh well, now I don't have to worry about that because now there's a single player offline mode. And now everything clicks into place, and all these rules will probably be negated and ignored because nobody checks offline mode gaming. There's no way of doing it. So there's going to be some underground community that makes all the kids walking to school naked. It'll be done. What? There are SimCity mods out there. Is the Sims mods out there that allow naked people. Why not? I don't know. So that's the big thing for today. Is your head feeling a little bit better there, Borador? Okay, so that's a normal basis answer. I will say he's back on page square one for at least him. And with that, episode 22 is done. If anybody has anything else to add. Alrighty then, so make sure you follow us on Twitter at FunTimesGaming. You can email us, definitely. We want all your comments, questions, and concerns, and rantings, and yelling at Borador sent to FunTimesGaming@gmail.com. You can find me, Borador, and Narmacel on Steam. I am FTG Random Jack. Narmacel is FTG Narmacel, and Borador is FTG. No?
He's just Narmacel.
What?
Narmacel is Narmacel on Steam now?
Yeah.
What?
No, he's FTG. What are you.
Stop lying.
What are you talking about? Stop screwing my ending up.
Oh, he is. When the hell did that happen?
He's been like that. I've been announcing it forever. Where? Wow.
I got confused.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Bordor's like number one stupidest, retardedest moment, and I'm glad you guys were all here because this is not getting deleted.
Well, it's because of stupid Max's crap. My brain don't work.
Blaming Maxis for all your problems. But yes, it is. Narmisil is as FTG. Narmisil, Bordor is FTG. Bordor, is that correct, Bordor? Did I get you? Okay. Alright.
It's more like FTG derp at this point.
You can find them at spelt with all one letter in different syllables, different accents. And yeah, we'll be here next week for your ranting, raving, and stupid Bordor moments. Catch you all then.
Later.
Bye, guys.